The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to youcanruninternational.com. That's youcanruninternational.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. You have Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan. We are broadcasting live out of sunny Orlando, Florida. We left Minnesota, another blizzard, just in time, thank you, Lord. And we are suffering for Jesus here.
That's right,
and
yeah.
Of course, I'm being facetious, but it's 88 degrees. So we left a blizzard, state of Minnesota, out here in Orlando, doing tea parties, television. You should be able to see us on national television in a couple of days here, friends, as well as Liberty Council's Great Awakening, which is great. No pun intended.
I got it. I got it.
A bunch of people are going to be there. So if you're in Florida, you're in the area, come on out. You still have until Friday, actually, to come check everything out. Tons of speakers, national leaders. And I hope to see, because, folks, this is the beginning or my initiation into national leadership in the sense of really getting to know the national leaders out there. I hope that they are really, truly leaders. And I anticipate that time on Friday. Again, Friday and Saturday in Orlando, sunny Orlando, Florida. So if you guys are in Florida or Minnesota and you want to get out of Minnesota, this would be a perfect excuse for you to get out and come check us out and come up to us and say hey. Outside of that, if you'd like to check us out online, friends, you can do that. sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com. As I've said in the past, the lily has been gilded. Painted, and the gold has been gilded. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and or if you'd like to check us out on Facebook, that's Sons of Liberty Radio. Like us if you do, and if you don't, well, thanks for listening. We appreciate that. Again, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, and or, friends, if you'd like to be my personal friend, you can do that, Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, on Facebook. And or you can follow me on my Twitter account, which is Bradley1.
Bradley Dean one.
Dean. We got to get the Dean in there. Man. It's been a whole
lots of Bradley
3 days here. Bradley Dean one on my Twitter account. And folks, the phone lines are inaccessible. I apologize, but outside of that, as you know, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And before you start talking, we are going to be talking about the characteristics of a Christian. What's interesting is America, for some reason, has been dummied down into believing that instead of Jesus Christ being the Lion of the tribe of Judah, that he's a toothless little kitty walking around as some effeminate little cat that meows every once in a while. And it's just not the case, folks. When you look in Scripture, you begin to pay attention to the fact that not only was he a king, he is the king. Not only was he as a lion, friends, he's not as a lion, he is the lion. And we need to keep his characteristics in place. When his disciples were asked, "Who do men say that I am?" they compared him to one of the old prophets. Some say Elijah, some say Jeremiah, or one of the old prophets. Even his enemies acknowledged the fact and the power that Christ walked in when he was incarnate in the flesh, in the earth, on this earth 2,000 years ago. Who rose from the dead. So you want to talk about serious power. And by the way, friends, Jesus said to you, the church, he said, "Greater works will you do than I did because I go unto my Father." Now just think about that. He said, "All the things that the Father shows me, I'll show them unto you, because no longer do I call you servants. Now I call you my friends." And just think about the Old Testament and the New Testament, because they're one and the same. They really are. When he said, "Call unto me, and I will answer, and I will show you great and mighty things in which you know not." But I want to talk about the characteristics of Christ. I want people to understand that the Holy Ghost comes to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment. And who are the men, both biblically and the modern-day prophets, the MLKs, the Martin Luther King Juniors, or let's go back a little bit into the 1600s, the Martin Luthers, the Reformers, or let's even go back over to the Charles Spurgeons in the 1800s. So when we get back after this break, I'm going to go ahead and bring forth that and do my best to exhibit and exemplify and open myself up to the Holy Ghost to teach you that Christ is not the way America portrays him to be. He is a king and he is a lion, and that being the Lion of the tribe of Judah.
Hey, we've been quite a few states since we left Minnesota. I think the people of Minnesota are going to hate to see us go, because every time we do, the snow comes. But on the way from Minnesota down here,
well, the snowmobilers hope that we leave.
That's true.
Yeah. Hey, you guys going to Fort again?
To go, yeah.
See ya!
Sean Tone, actually, he's a race car driver and he's in Illinois. We took some pictures, posted them on Facebook, of a race car that now has the decals of the Sons of Liberty Radio, so he'll be racing with the Sons of Liberty every single week. When he gets the trophies, we're going to post those as well, but Sean actually commented after we posted these on Facebook there on Sons of Liberty. This was in Illinois. He said, "Thank you guys for coming out to see the car. It was awesome talking to you guys. The first time I heard Bradley Dean speak, I thought it would be cool to meet him. I never thought I'd meet the whole crew. Good luck with the tour, and God bless you and
your
family."
Well, maybe if you put a sticker on your car that has the Sons of Liberty, or You Can Run International, we'll stop by as well.
Right.
Sean is a very cool guy. He was a very cool guy.
Yep.
He had Scripture all over his race car, friends. And a guy that does that, he doesn't do that because he's pretending.
That's right. That's
and,
exactly
he's not
right.
playing games. So.
Going back to that real gospel again. Leyland Johnson said, "Love you guys. You guys rock. Peace in your day." Thank you, Leyland. "Peace is only established at the end of the law and justice."
Is that why they call police officers peace officers? Yeah, because they enforce the law.
That's right. Blessed are the peacemakers. Lorelei Pavlik said, "If you don't want guns, move to Canada." That's a little bit about the column that I want to share really quickly. Impeach Eric Holder, a repeat offender. There is countries right now where criminals reign in government. It's different than ours, but people can just go there if that's what they want. This column has been lighting it up, folks. I posted quite a few outlets that actually took that column, and it's on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. It says this: Eric Holder, whose position is a public servant, doesn't have a right to break the law. His job is to ensure the rights of the people, not to strip them away. Holder, who is appointed to magnify the law against crime, has instead repeatedly magnified crime against the law. It's a perfect compilation. It gives you the resolve, too, folks. How do we deal with these criminals? It's all in there. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Impeach Eric Holder, a repeat offender.
You got Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, friends, check us out online. Bradley Dean, Bradley Dean, and or go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Be right back.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-800-800-8. 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Over 50,000 satisfied squatting customers can't be wrong. If you suffer from difficult or painful bowel movements, join the thousands who are finding success with the Squatty Potty. Not a cleanse, ointment, or pill, Squatty Potty is a simple, lightweight, yet sturdy footstool that fits around any toilet and elevates your feet. Squatty Potty improves your posture, and that allows proper alignment of the colon. The result is faster, more effective elimination and relief from nagging constipation, hemorrhoids, IBS, and bloating. Squatty Potty is doctor recommended and endorsed and comes with a 60-day hassle-free money-back guarantee. The Squatty Potty, a healthy step in the right direction. Squatty Potty starts at just $34.95 and can only be ordered by calling 855-628-1099 or through our website, squattypotty.com, spelled S-Q-U-A-T-T-Y potty.com. Squatty Potty, healthy colon, happy life.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley and Jake. Bradley and Jake.
You know what? I want to finish this off here. I'm sorry. I can't get over the last commercial. So I'm going to put that part out of my mind. I'm going to bring up Vance. Vance actually commented. He said, ha ha, I was shocked to hear you fellas recite my last Facebook post on your show. Well, of course. If you're going to comment to us, we're going to read it on the air. He said, my dad named me. We were trying to figure out how did Vance get named. He named him after a hardworking rancher friend.
You're giving Vance too much airtime, I
think. Of his.
And the only reason you're doing it is because he said something nice about
you.
I didn't finish that.
I wasn't even going to read that.
Okay.
A rancher friend of his, but thank you for that, Vance. I got it. That he had a great deal of respect for. So for all of you that were on the edge of your seat wondering, how did Vance get named? That's how. He was named after a cool rancher friend. I want to go back to this situation with Eric Holder and impeaching Eric Holder. Now, this is important. We talk about resolve all the time. What can we do? Did you see that he did this?
Look what they're doing
and
now.
This. A police report can be really long, but if there's no justice at the end of that, then what good is that report?
Yeah.
So this column.
So a record. It's interesting. You hear this all the time. You know that guy over there's got a record as long as he is tall.
Yeah.
Well, that shows you the inadequacy of the justice system. It's an injustice system. No longer are they bringing forth justice, but now what they're doing is they're actually breeding crime. Soft judges produce hardened criminals.
Right.
That's really what it comes down to.
That's part of the term of rule of law. What does it mean, rule of law? Well, it's when justice is executed. Why? Because a rule of law does two things. Number one, it protects and rewards those that do right. And number two, it executes terror on those that do wrong. Puts it in the right perspective. Tonight, you can also join us in the Villages in right near Orlando. In Florida, the Villages Tea Party, Bradley will be speaking there tonight from 6:30 till probably about 9 o'clock. So come there, check it out, stick around. You can talk afterwards. Bradley will be there all night. The Villages Tea Party. You can look it up online if you want. We also posted it on our Facebook, and that is all.
Okay, so we got a picture of a prophet, and we're talking about how Jesus Christ how America has Jesus Christ looking and acting as a toothless kitty, an effeminate toothless kitty, walking around meowing, afraid to offend anybody and everybody, when in fact he's not as a lion, he is the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Now, interestingly enough, in the Old Testament and in the New Testament, we'll describe a prophet for you, and I'm going to read a picture of a prophet in just a second here. But it's interesting that his apostles were asked by Jesus Christ himself, who was like unto Moses. Moses said not only in the book of Deuteronomy, but also in the book of Acts, that God would raise up a prophet like unto myself, Moses said, and that would be Jesus Christ. But when his apostles were asked from Jesus, Jesus said, who do men say that I am? Well, they said that people say that that you're as Elijah, and others would say John the Baptist, and others would say Jeremiah or one of the prophets. And interestingly enough, that's exactly the opposite of what we see today. As a matter of fact, the Bible says in Jeremiah 23, it says that, is not my word like a fire, saith the Lord, like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces. And yet, again, what we see is we see a bunch of spineless capitulators, and they're not the witnesses of the resurrection. They're the witnesses of their own sin. And because they're still remaining in or still alive in their sin, they're in a dead state. And they're hypocrites. They're a reproach. They're disdain to men because there's no power. But when we take the Lord for his word and we bear the cross, I'll tell you what, the preaching of the cross is unto them that perish, it's foolishness, but unto us that believe, it is the power of God unto salvation. And because we bear the cross and we walk the walk, we understand who he is. And by the way, that is the gift of prophecy itself, which is the testimony of Jesus Christ, which is found in the book of Revelations. But let me go to this. It's a picture of a prophet. The prophet in his day is fully accepted of God and totally rejected by men. Years back, Dr. Gregory Mantle was right when he said, no man can be fully accepted until he is totally rejected. And the prophet of the Lord is aware of both of these experiences because they are his brand name. The group challenged by the prophet because they are smug and comfortably insulated from a perishing world in their warm but untested theology, hello, is not like to vote him man of the year when he refers to them as habituates of the synagogue of Satan. The prophet comes to set up that which is upset. His work is to call into line those who are out of line. He is unpopular because he opposes the popular in morality and spirituality. In a day of faceless politicians and voiceless preachers, there's not a more urgent national need than we cry to God for a prophet. Because the function of the prophet, as Austin Sparks once said, has almost always been that of recovery. The prophet is God's detective seeking for a lost treasure. The degree of his effectiveness is determined by his measure of unpopularity. Compromise is not known to him, and he has no price tags because he is totally otherworldly. He is unquestionably controversial and unpardonably hostile. He marches to another drummer. He breathes the rarefied air of inspiration. He is a seer who comes to lead the blind. He lives in the heights of God and comes into the valley with a, thus saith the Lord. He shares some of the foreknowledge of God as so and is aware of impending judgment. He lives in splendid isolation. He is forthright. He is outright, but he claims no birthright. His message is repent, be reconciled to God or else. Because his prophecies are parried, his truth brings torment, his voice is never void, he is the villain of today and the hero of tomorrow. He is excommunicated while alive and exalted when he is dead, of course. He is dishonored with epithets with and when breathing and honored with epitaphs when dead. He is a schoolmaster to bring men unto Christ, but few make the grade in his class. He is friendless while living and famous when dead. He is against the establishment in ministry. Then he is established as a saint by posterity. He eats daily the bread of affliction while he ministers, but he feeds the bread of life to those who will listen. He walks before men for days, but has walked before God for years. He's a scourge to the nation before he's scourged by the nation. He announces, he pronounces, and denounces. He has a heart like a volcano, and his words are like a fire. He talks to men about God. He carries the lamp of truth amongst heretics while he is lampooned by men. He faces God before he faces men, but he is self-effacing. He hides with God in the secret place, but he has nothing to hide in the marketplace. He is naturally sensitive, but supernaturally spiritual. He has passion, purpose, and pugnacity. He is ordained of God, but disdained by men. Our national need at this hour is not that the dollar recover its strength or that we face over the of some sort of scandal that takes place on a daily basis in our country. We need a God-sent prophet. We need a God-sent prophet, friends. We need a God-sent prophet. And when we go back to Scripture, we can see it's really true, you know. On the way down here, as a matter of fact, I was having some conversations with people on the bus. And they can read and they can read and they can read all they want about what a prophet is, what a prophet does, or understanding the power of a prophet. But they don't understand because Jesus always taught in the natural to teach them spiritual lessons. He always taught in parables. But until you understand by experience what the power of the Spirit is, who He is, how He acts, and what He does, and what His function is really what it comes down to, people are completely ignorant of the function of the prophet or understanding of the prophet or the Holy Ghost who moves him. Apostles, holy apostles, and holy prophets. I seen a picture, and it was at a Bible museum on the East Coast, and it was a picture of a king prodding his soldiers, pushing them along in war. He was prodding them with the sword. And it said right under there, comforting his soldiers. And it's interesting to me that people will, again, they'll look at the picture, they'll read the context, and they'll say, yeah, that's great. But what they'll do is they'll strain at the gnat while they swallow the camel. They'll forget about scriptures where it says, those that, as it says in the book of Thessalonians, that were appointed unto affliction. Or those that even desire to live a godly life shall be persecuted for righteousness' sake. Or as what Jesus said in John 15, that this is my commandment that you love one another, but if the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. Well, why was Jesus hated by the world, but in America that preaches a backwards gospel, they attempt to create a Jesus that looks just like themselves, and they try to get the spirit of the world to love Christ rather than hate Christ. Because, again, it only shows you that they don't understand the power of the Holy Ghost. They don't understand the function of the prophet. So here, let me give you a couple examples really quick, friends. Again, I said the Word says in Jeremiah 23 that, is not my word like a fire, saith the Lord, like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces. Do you know that John Knox, the Scottish reformer, he said, I will keep the ground that God has given me, and perhaps in His grace He will ignite me again, but I will ignite me or not in His grace, in His power, I will hold the ground. Now you see a bunch of people in the professed church in America today, what are they doing? They're capitulating in the face of what put Christ on the cross. There's no vengeance or revenge taken upon those that put Christ on the cross. But real Christians, when they're born of the Spirit, they understand this. Listen to John Knox again, Scottish reformer, in an interview with Queen Mary of Scotland. He said, Madam, as a right religion took neither original strength nor authority from worldly princes, but from the eternal God alone, so are not subjects bound to frame the religion according to the appetites of their princes. In other words, you don't understand my function, said John Knox. You can read about it all day long, but you don't understand the function of the Holy Ghost. You don't understand who Jesus Christ really was. You don't understand His purpose in coming. When I come back, I'm going to show you some more characteristics of the great prophet John Knox, and I'll give you some more, such as Martin Luther. We'll go to some biblical prophets as well. Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing LifeStraw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tatler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the freeze-dry Guy Mix and Match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty double enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available. Over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. All made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And it tastes absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Talking about the prophet, the function of the prophet. John Knox, the Scottish reformer, said, if God commands one thing and the king commands the contrary, what is that proud man that would term him a rebel who refuses to obey the king when else he must obey God, or disobey God, I'm sorry, when else he must disobey God? I want you to come with me, 400 years ago. I want to go inside of the building into a church, and I want to see a man preaching, and his name was John Knox. I want you to go ahead and just sit down and enjoy yourself and listen to the praise and worship music. Now, praise and worship is over, and by the way, it's praise and worship is supposed to be after church, friends, not before. Church is for the people to come in to be built up in the Word of God. And a lot of times, I know in America today, we expect that the building draws the people rather than the church going to the people. But it's interesting. Let's go back to this church. And as you sit there, here comes John Knox, the prophet of the day, the Scottish reformer. He's the man that said one man with God is always in a majority. In his sermons, Knox typically spent the half hour calmly exegeting a biblical passage. Then as he applied to the text the Scottish situation, in other words, what was going on during his present time, he became active and vigorous and would violently pound the pulpit, said one note taker. He made me so to quake and tremble that I could not hold pen to write. Knox finished out his years as a preacher of the Edinburgh Church, helping shape the developing Protestant in Scotland. Violent, active, and vigorous. throwing over tables, a scourge of whips, saying, why do you make my father's house a den of thieves rather than a house of prayer? Let's go to Martin Luther. I am born to be a rough controversialist. I clear the ground, pull up the weeds, fill up ditches, and smooth the roads. But to build, to plant, to sow, to water, to adorn the country belongs by the grace of God to Philip Melanchthon. Martin Luther said, I am rough, boisterous, stormy, and altogether warlike. I must remove stumps and stones, cut away thistles and thorns, and clear the wild forest. But Master Philip comes along softly and gently, sowing and watering with joy, according to the gifts which God has abundantly bestowed upon him. Well, that's awesome. What about John Wesley, that prophet who is wrongly called an evangelist? He said, before I preach love, mercy, and grace, I must preach sin, law, and judgment. John Wesley said, I preach 90% law and 10% grace. There's a man that understood. Matter of fact, John Wesley said, when I preach, people are either going to get converted or they're going to be angry. There's no in-between.
Including a king or a nation. I mean, the Church of England was the time when he was preaching. The Church of England dominated men's conscience, and Wesley came out with the Spirit of Christ, and he actually went into the American colonies, which is part of the Great Awakening revivals that we all read about and understand now.
But God's not the same yesterday. When God says, I am the same yesterday, today, and forever. Jeremiah 25, and the Lord sent unto you his prophets, servants the prophets, rising up early and sending them, but you have not hearkened or listened nor inclined your ear to hear them. They said, turn you again now from every one his evil way and from the evil of your doings, and dwell in the land that the Lord hath given you and unto you and to your fathers forever. And go not after other gods to serve them and to worship them and to provoke not to anger with the works of your hands. I will do you no hurt. Yet you have not hearkened unto me, saith the Lord, that you might provoke me to anger with the works of your own hands to your own hurts. What about Ezekiel? Behold, I have made thy face strong against their faces, and thy forehead strong against their foreheads, as an adamant harder than flint that I have made thy forehead. God said unto Ezekiel, fear them not, neither be dismayed at their looks, though they be a rebellious house. Moreover, he said unto them, son of man, all my words that I shall speak unto thee receive in thine heart, and hear with thine ears. But they wouldn't listen. What about the prophet Hosea? Therefore I have hewed them by the prophets, saith the Lord. I have slain them by the words of my mouth, and thy judgment are as the light that goeth forth. Is that what we're seeing today? No, what we're seeing today is false versus true. Speaking of prophets, Micah 3:5 says, thus saith the Lord concerning the prophets that make my people err, that bite with their teeth and cry peace, and he that putteth not into their mouths, they even prepare war against him, saith the Lord. Then shall the seers be ashamed and the diviners counted. Yeah, they shall cover their lips, for there is no answer of God. What about Isaiah 8:20? To the law and to the testimony, if they not speak not according to this word, it's because there is no light in them. What about the book of Matthew? Beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing. Bah! But inwardly they are raving wolves. You shall know them by their fruits. But yet in America today, because people are so spiritually upside down, they have judgment completely turned on its head backwards, read Isaiah 59. They think that the prophets are come to add to their life and what God is going to do for their life. And God has a wonderful plan for your life because he loves you so much. Not knowing the scripture, that understanding the love of God is that he already died on the cross for us. That was his love. And as I have sent you, as the Lord sent Jesus, Jesus showing his hands and his feet with the holes in his hands and his feet, he said unto his apostles, as the Father sent me, so I send unto you. Jesus said, beware of false prophets. Judge them by their fruits. He said, a good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits ye shall know them. Let's go to John the Baptist, the one that pointed his finger at Herod to his face and told him, what you're doing with your brother's sister is not lawful. You can't marry her. And he pointed out all of the other evils. It's interesting when you read the prophets, they were sent to the kings, friends. And yet in America today, you have the professed church, the 300,000 that sit down and capitulate and do nothing in the face of homosexuality and abortion. And they say there's lines between church and state, looking to the government because they cry out just like the Pharisees that crucified Jesus Christ. And they say, we have no king but King Caesar. We'd be in bondage to no man. Speaking of prophets.
If you look at the religious hierarchy, that's exactly who John the Baptist was sent to as well. What do? You go to those foundations that are corrupted, morally corrupted. You look at John Knox, you look at Martin Luther and the Reformation. What had happened there? The foundation had an appearance of Christianity, which at that particular time was during the Dark Ages of the Roman Catholic Church. It was religious tyranny. So these men had to be sent to dig and to tear in pieces. There's all these giftings. I mean, you brought up the Melanchthon giftings. Listen, if we tear up the grass and we dig up the soil, it does us absolutely no good to just do that and not plant seed. Seed has to be planted, so these gifts follow in line, but it does you absolutely no good to sow seed upon a soil that isn't dug up. So the two work together in harmony always. And that's where we have to get our feet upon the fact that truth is established first when we dig up and when we tear into the soil.
And the prophets are what the foundation of Jesus Christ is laid upon.
On their blood, too.
Yes.
If you look at John Knox, he was confined to the French galleys. This man was a slave for over a decade. I wonder why he was so ticked off about what was going on in his country, because he saw the fruit of it. This man was a slave. He was exiled from his own country, so he knew with passion and with the Holy Ghost, if I don't establish something now, this is what will be perpetuated upon the country that I claim to love. And when you have the Spirit of Christ, it's not hard to find out who loves God. Those that will do his works. Those that will get up and that will learn and will continue to take him at his word.
John Wesley said, if the gospel is preached well, sinners should be angry or convicted of sin, righteousness, and judgment to come. If they are not, then I don't think they have to be an evangelist. Of course not. And we see this little...
What is an evangelist?
Listen, let's go to our forefathers for a minute. Listen to what Thomas Jefferson said of John Adams, the second president of the United States. Folks, when you look at the 56 signers, not only did 25 of them have seminary degrees, but it's also it would do you well to understand also, friends, that many of them were apostles, prophets, and teachers, and evangelists, and pastors. And if you don't understand the giftings of the Holy Ghost, and I know that I'm talking about the prophets, but you need to understand that, folks, when you look at business models today, it's modeled after what? The function and the structure of the church.
Look at the military.
And
it's
yet you have it. Again, you even take it there. Everything is backwards. Well, we have to do it the way they're doing it. Wait a second. Who's there doing it? And who's they? Who taught them? Who laid out that structure? Who laid out that blueprint? Look at the church. That's where it came from.
That's right.
In saying that, let's go over to this. Thomas Jefferson recalled that so powerful in thought of expression was John Adams that he moved us from our seats. He was, Jefferson said, our colossus on the floor. He then became known as the colossus for independence. Who would understand the power but somebody that was sitting there with him that this is not natural power? And what it was, folks, is that Thomas Jefferson was witnessing the presence of an apostolic prophet.
Yep.
And there they have it.
There's many accounts of that, actually, throughout all the terms of the constitutional conventions and the getting together. This was 100% divine. It was God placing those that were gifted in different ways. You brought up John Adams. Without a Declaration of Independence, we would not be free as a nation. But here, move along. One more step. Without a George Washington, it doesn't matter if we declared independence. You need a general of an army. And without an army, guess what? You don't have anybody to fight for that independence. So it all worked hand in hand through the whole thing.
John Knox, again, let's go back to John Knox, the Scottish reformer. In an interview with Queen Mary of Scotland, he said, when King Joash was crowned, we read that a covenant was contracted between God, the king, and the people. In like manner, we read that Josiah and all the people entered into covenants with the Lord. We may gather from these testimonies that in passing these covenants, the high priest did covenant in the name of God in the express terms that the king and the people should take order that God might be served purely. Of course.
Does the king depend upon God or does God depend upon the king?
That's right.
Does the law depend upon the king or does the king depend upon the law? God established these things. No man is beyond him. And only a prophet of God who truly knows God is going to be able to confront that king. Because if you don't, you're confronting him in your own standing, in your own works.
And it's not just the job to confront a king. It's the church's job that's called to be the moral compass of society.
Set the example.
To confront. Exactly. Yeah. We would not be in the position that we are in today, friends. Mm-hmm. The greatest advocate to abortion and homosexuality is the quiet church that remains silent, and it is not the church of Jesus Christ. It is a whore, and it is a counterfeit, my friends.
And that's where passivity comes in, and that proves to be the greatest criminal of all societies or all social progress, as Martin Luther King Jr. said. We don't move forward when we sit silent. As a matter of fact, our lives are over the day that we're silent upon
the
issues that matter.
And what else did he say? He said a man of conscience can never be a consensus leader because a man of conscience is only a molder of consensus.
Amen.
Folks, you got Bradley and Jake, sons of Liberty Radio.com, sons sonsoflibertyradio.com. Check us out online, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. All we do is made possible by faithful supporters. If you have not partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message on DVD. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
People are realizing that the only way we're going to break free from this beast and that everybody's just bowing down to is to stand up and realize we are the ones that's going to change things, not political leaders, not religious leaders, the little man. And the only way I've learned this thing is from listening to people like you who've actually taken a real risk with your lives and your family and your respect. And I'm really appreciating you guys doing what you're doing, and I'm out here fighting with you, man.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Hello, I'm Pastor Broden. The First Amendment is made up of five platforms that are designed to limit government and protect our liberties. Our founding fathers covered in the First Amendment the right to religious liberty, restriction on federal government's interference in our religious liberty, our right to free speech, and the right to a free press. The fifth platform in the First Amendment is the answer to our government operating in an unconstitutional way, the right to peaceably assemble and petition redress for grievances. Redress means to set right, to amend. It is a remedy for a wrong or an ill perpetrated against we the people. To nullify unconstitutional law or executive orders, we must petition redress. Sign our petition for redress at c.x.com. That's c.dot.x.com. Redress equals solution.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are natural, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Speaking of prophets again, friends, let's go back over to Melanchthon, a friend of Martin Luther. There are many who speak only of the forgiveness of sin, but who say little or nothing about repentance. Of course, why do you go to a doctor if you don't know that you have or have been diagnosed with some sort of ailment? The law shows them their disease, so they go to the great physician, right? He goes on, if there is nevertheless no forgiveness of sins without repentance, so also forgiveness of sins cannot be understood without repentance. Therefore, forgiveness of sin is preached without repentance. It follows that the people imagine that they have already received the forgiveness of sins, and therefore they become cocksure and fearless, which is then the greatest error and sin than all the error that preceded our time. And that's exact mushroom converts, friends, as George Whitfield rightly said, and that's exactly what you are seeing today. Folks, there's going to be a lot of people that are going to say, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in thy name? Lord, Lord, did we not heal the sick in thy name? Did we not go into prisons in thy name? Did we not heal, cast out devils in thy name? And the Lord's going to say, depart from me, you workers of lawlessness, I never knew you. And if you want to get into specifics as to workers of iniquity, it's anomia, which is in Greek, and it means without regard to law. So when he's saying that you are the workers of iniquity, you don't understand. You're on the wrong side of the fence, is what he's saying. Your heart has not been converted. You have not been healed, because a converted man acts out what's inside of him.
Yeah. You can't not. You know, I think it's exemplified best in this administration right now, in our spiritual climate in America. This administration is not ruled by law, won't be ruled by law. It is in the context of a man will reap what he sows, because God is not mocked. God will definitely deal with the man. But if you look at all the complaints about this president that he doesn't listen, he pays no regard, he doesn't pay attention. Where is this guy at? He's like in his own country. Exactly. Where's man's heart in this nation? If you go back to what you're speaking at this weekend, this coming weekend in Orlando, it's called The Awakening. That is what we had in this country was faithful preachers. Men like John Wesley, you've been quoting quite a bit. John Calvin never preached here, but his preaching came over here. John Knox, same thing, the Presbyterian movement. The finger was pointed to the hearts of man for the conviction of sin, righteousness, and judgment. And then because they realized that man, who is sinful, also established or sits in the halls of justice or judgment and civil duties and civil magistrates, they point the finger at them to make sure that we all stay below God so we can receive his blessing. But if you look at this president as a reflection to that church, I just got a Facebook post, Smiling That Leads You to Hell. It has a famous preacher. I think it's that Olstein brother or somebody. Just smiling big as day.
The heretic himself.
Because it's so awesome right now that how many state governments think it's okay to kill babies. It's so awesome right now that two people that love each other can get married even if they're a man and a woman, and that's a false representation of what love is, because it's so happy right
that's
now.
Lust.
We've got a lot to rejoice over, don't we? I see that we have a lot of work to do because I want to bring honor back to the Father who saved me and set his Son in me. So I think that it comes down to that. Who is doing and why are they doing? And if this president is a reflection of the spiritual state, when we repent and turn to God, then guess what? He heals our land, but not until then. And the way he heals our land is through our own works, through our own doings, and through our own actions. He doesn't come down here with the broom and start sweeping. He does it through his servants. That's why we have armies.
Let's go back to the warfare that was going on during the Revolution between Mr. John Dickinson, and Mr. John Adams. And I want to show you the power in conversation of the differences. One was under and one was over. Mr. Dickinson said, "Gentlemen, the consequences involved, this is during the Revolutionary War, and the motion now lying before us are of such magnitude that I tremble at the oppressive honor of sharing in its determination. My conduct this day, I expect, will give the finishing blow to my once great and now much diminished popularity. Yet I had rather forfeit popularity forever than vote away the blood and happiness of my countrymen. Independence will not strengthen us by one man nor by the least supply, but it may expose our soldiers to additional cruelties and outrage us the full fury of the British wrath, which will be unleashed. Indians will be loosed on the frontier. He said Negroes will rise up and slaughter us. They will be destroyed by their own admission. The advocates of separation say foreign assistance will be necessary. And he said, at what cost? Let us imagine a war without victories, and the guns fall silent. Many will have bled and sacrificed only to have exchanged the light yoke of Great Britain. Listen to this. He was willing to settle for what Britain offered him, friends. This is John Dickinson. He goes on, for the heavy dominion of an avian power. Some have argued that America would be, or come on, great commonwealth, but it was to keep 13 unwieldy colonies from splitting asunder. He said, I have a strong impression in my mind that this will take place. In other words, he's forecasting doom and gloom, friends. No, gentlemen, said Dickinson, to escape the protection of Great Britain, not God, by declaring independence unprepared as we are, would be to brave the storm in a skiff made of paper. I love it. Isn't that the voice of what you're hearing today?
Just not ready. We need to wait a little bit.
We need to just go ahead and compromise just a little bit.
Get some timing on this thing.
John Adams comes back. Objects of the most stupendous magnitude. Measures which will affect the lives of millions born and unborn. That's us, friends, are now before us. We must expect a great expense of blood to obtain them. But we must always remember that a free constitution of civil government cannot be purchased at a dear a rate, as there is nothing on this side of Jerusalem of greater importance to mankind. My worthy colleague, speaking of John Dickinson, from Pennsylvania, has spoken with great ingenuity and eloquence. He has given you a grim prognostication of our national future, but where he foresees apocalypse, he said, I see hope. I see a new nation ready to take its place in the world. Not an empire, but a republic, and a republic of laws, not men. Gentlemen, he said, we are in the very midst of the revolution, the most complete, unexpected, and remarkable of any in the history of the world. How few of the human race have ever had an opportunity of choosing a system of government for themselves and their children. He's talking about you, America. John Adams goes on, I am not without apprehensions, gentlemen. But the end we have in sight is more than all the means and the worth to obtain them. I believe, sirs, that the hour has come. My judgment approves this measure, and my whole heart is in it. All that I have, and all that I am, and all that I hope is in this life. I am now ready to stake upon it while I live, he said. Let me have a country, a free country. John Adams, the Colossus in Independence, that prophet, friends, was exactly right. He nailed it right on the head, and here we are 237 years later, walking in the same path, and the Bible tells us that we're to walk in the footsteps of those that have gone before us in the faith. And when we talk about John Adams, when we talk about John Knox or Martin Luther or John Wesley or the George Whitfields of the day or the Charles Spurgeons, the apostolic pastor back in England, folks, these weren't men. These men used to go out into the streets and protest if anything was wrong in their school systems, if there was anything wrong in their government. They would stand up and remind the government that they work for we the people. And it's time that in America the preachers stand up and do the same thing because, friends, they are. Now look at John Dickinson, gloom and doom. Look at John Adams during the Revolution, 237 years later. He says, no, listen, the faith of the Son of God within me, it overcomes the world. What is it that overcomes the world? Even our faith that Christ gave us. He had his eyes fixed on the prize, the author and the finisher of his faith. His affections were set on Christ, where he sitteth at the right hand of the Father. He wasn't expected in any sense of the word, to fall to the wiles of men and their defeatism. He stood up, he believed God, and God gave him exactly what he expected.
And he gave it to us, too, because of that man's faith, just like Abraham. We inherited the blessing, so what do we do? Do we turn and enjoy ourselves and bask in the sun and say, look at these great things? No, we go back to our duty out of love and compelling. My joy now becomes establishing what these men established through the faith that Christ wrought in me. Folks, I want you to join us tonight as well. Come see this happening. It's happening on a daily basis. Every one of you that support this ministry, we bring that to the public, to the people, and we establish. Thanks. Tonight we're going to be at the Savannah Regional Recreation Center. This is on Buena Vista Boulevard in the Villages in Florida. All of our Florida listeners, come check it out. This weekend also, the Awakening Conference with Matt Staber at Liberty Council in Orlando, Friday and Saturday. Friday evening, all day Saturday, Bradley will be speaking there as well. Let's establish something that our children will read on and say, hey, listen, I love the sacrifice that was laid for us. That's what we've been talking about through this whole show. Now, I want to go do the same. Sheep beget sheep. Sheep beget sheep. And when we do that, we have a population of well-informed people that will establish liberty and stay vigilant over that liberty.
You're just rather inspiring.
Well, you know, I take a breath. Now that I've taken that breath. We have a busy week this week, sir.
Yeah. I just got a lot of thoughts going on. I mean, over the trip, I drove 14 hours yesterday, and I was talking to several people, and we were talking about the thresholds, the prophetic thresholds. I was just telling my wife just a couple minutes before we got onto the radio show today, I said, it's so interesting that you can talk until you're blue in the face, but until people actually experience the thresholds, they'll never understand.
It's like a testimony of Christ.
You know, and the people that stand in question or they're in objection to what you do are the very people that are responsible for what we're writing. Mm-hmm. They allowed it to be wronged. And when you stand up and you go above their heads and you right their wrongs, they stand there in judgment of you saying, oh, that can't be the Lord.
What good are
that
words?
Can't be the Lord. I know that we're waiting for Jesus to come back. You know, we want to be raptured from responsibility. We want to give the next generation gloom and doom because we failed the test, and we want to be right when Jesus comes back and gets us. Friends, what Bible are you reading? And what sort of Bible are these people reading? And what Jesus are they talking about? Because it's not the one of the Bible. Folks, you got Bradley and Jake, sons of Liberty Radio. 1 John 3:18. We will talk to you in 23. Bradley Dean.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract. Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com. Spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.